The worry of Lagos residents heightened when rainfall, which started late around May, suddenly ceased early July in what seems like the short dry season, popularly called August break, because it usually comes in August. After nearly 1 month of dry and cold weather, most parts of Lagos, including Ikorodu, Ketu, Lagos Island and Victoria Island, experienced rainfall about the last days of July and August 1st. But residents said it was more like a dry season rainfall because it came with thunderstorm and cold. Some residents said they were afraid that it could take a toll on food production and worsening hunger among the many low-income earners in the state, in addition to accelerating cold weather diseases. Residents said in the good old days, this time it will be raining heavily, so much so that many places will be flooded. A woman in the Ikorodu area said it was good that the cold weather came when schools have vacated, as it will enable parents to protect their kids from contracting pneumonia due to cold.
The weather is cold. I think I'm enjoying it. At least I sleep very well in the night since NEPA will not be giving us enough power. As for the children, they don't find it funny when the weather is cold. Parents to cover their children since they are on vacation now.
Owners of farms on Lagos-Ibadan Expressway and Lagos-Badagry Expressway were seen watering their crops to prevent them from drying up. Would this mark the end of the rainy season? So many are asking. Responding, a climatologist, Professor Lukayode Oladipo, said the present weather in Lagos would not mark the end of the rainy season, describing it as a variation in weather pattern, which calls for no alarm yet. Professor Oladipo said it is the August break, which came much earlier and also lasting longer. The environmentalist said people should not be deceived by the sudden long dry season in between rainy seasons, but to clear the gutters and canals around them because it could rain heavily later in the year. Experts say the world has always had extreme weather conditions, but climate change has made the harsh weather conditions more severe and increased their frequency of occurrence. What Lagos and environs are facing is seen as climate change in action. But whether the rains come afterwards or not, one thing is obvious. It has gone down in the memory of Lagosians that their usual August break came in July. Perhaps in future, instead of August break, we may be having July break, June break, May break, or even March break, unless the climate reverses to what it used to be. In Lagos, Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.